This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, all our bets for Vikings-Bears coming up in 20 minutes, and we will visit with the host of BetMGM tonight, Brad Evans, get his favorite prop bets for Minnesota and Chicago. But for now, I hand the baton over to my friend Femi Abebefe. Femi has picked a bunch of games for us to discuss, week two in the National Football League. See if we like signs or totals. Femi, this is your baton here. Take it away, my friend.
This is my baby. I'm going to rock the baby like Russell Westbrook here. Absolutely love it. Because like while the games are winding down in the late afternoon slate for me on the West Coast, early evening for you on the East Coast, I'm only looking at week two. I want to see, all right, what's the week two slate? What are these lines? What has adjusted? Because week two, as most people will talk about, is the big overreaction week in the NFL because we have so much time build up to week one. We get the results and we freak out. So let's take a look at some of the week two numbers. And we have to start no further than the Super Bowl rematch at Arrowhead Stadium. Eagles at the Chiefs. Right now at BetMGM, Philadelphia is a 1-point favorite. Total 46.5. Nick, when you hear the side, the total, what is your first look, Eagles, Chiefs, after the Kansas City Chiefs coming off of a disappointing game Friday night, losing to the Chargers, and the Eagles hanging on to beat the Cowboys in the opener?
Can I give you a lame answer just for now? And then I'm going to give you a lame answer, and then I think a good answer.
Okay. Well, give
so
me my
the lame
first.
Answer, the lame, yeah. Well, I like vegetables.
Do you like them as much as dessert?
No, but I feel like I like dessert more than the vast majority of people. Like yeah. Ideally, we live in a civilized society, so like this would not happen. It's uncivilized by me. Like I would enjoy a world where like you go to dinner. I guess like you can just ask for this and they'll do it. But I mean like they may put you in a psych ward where I want my dinner served. And I would also like dessert at the same time on the table. So I could like have a bite of one and a bite of it. Yeah. Honestly, it's like feral.
But doesn't it melt?
I'm like raised by a wolf.
I mean, I guess if you're just going like every other, then it's not going to melt. But like, I guess in my brain is just trained, like eat the entree first. And then if I do order dessert later
yeah,
on,
you're,
but, yeah, I don't
you're
know.
A normal person. Like I'm abnormal. Yeah. Like I love dessert. Anyway.
What was the name of that dessert that we got at GW Finn's in New Orleans that, oh my gosh, it was so good. It was like the best dessert I've ever had. No, I think you got the bread pudding. I got the triple malt something or whatever it was. It had like a little bit of pretzel taste to it.
It was delicious because I tried it. Everyone at the table got it except
dessert.
For me. I got bread pudding for the 14th consecutive night. You guys definitely won that dessert battle. So the vegetables, the lame answer is, can we find out if Jalen Carter's playing? Can we find out if Xavier Worthy's playing? That's not unfair, right? Like, maybe the most impactful player in the game on defense and one of the more impactful non-quarterbacks in the game on offense, Xavier Worthy. The other answer that I think is a good answer is I was texting with a friend yesterday about this game, and I think I'm pretty self-aware. So, like I just told you, I think that it's not normal that I like dessert as much as I do. I don't think I'm going to be able to stop myself from betting the Chiefs. So I just want to say that on Monday now. Yeah, I'm probably just going to bet the Chiefs, no matter what the number is and no matter like what happens. I think I'm going to bet Kansas City. So there's my answer to your question.
Well, so we haven't talked about this game because like it happened on Friday. It feels like it was like 3 weeks ago. But Chiefs losing to the Chargers. I guess what were your takeaways? Because I thought defensively Kansas City wasn't as strong as we saw last year, where there were, at least like the offense hasn't been explosive for like quite some time.
Dude, the pass defense was bad.
Pass defense was bad. And
you couldn't
get any pressure.
And Herbert was awesome. And like people get really mad about this. Like I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be like as good as Herbert was in that game. It's not an insult. Mm-hmm. Herbert was redonkulous in that game.
Yeah, he was amazing.
I'm concerned. I said at the start of the show, like, not that I don't think the Chiefs will win the division. All I care about now with the way that the season started is just like get to the playoffs if you're Kansas City and then like we'll deal from there. Like tread water until Rasheed Rice comes back basically and then they'll be cooking with gas. But I'm very worried. Like I'll probably bet the Chiefs because I can't stop myself. And I'm being honest about that.
Also, too, to break up what we got going on here, Jordan Schultz just tweeted that Jalen Johnson will not play tonight for the Chicago Bears due to a calf and groin injury. So actives and inactives are about to come out here shortly in about the next 20 minutes, I believe, or so. No Jalen Johnson for the Bears tonight.
Wow.
Just to get that out there for everybody.
And we'll see if Kyler Gordon's going to play and, like, I don't know like what my I know what my prop thoughts are, but I can't finalize them until I know everybody that's playing in the game. All right, so that's coming up next. We know Roschon Johnson's not going to play. He's in street clothes. Jalen Johnson, per Jordan Schultz, is not going to play. Full analysis coming up next segment on the show. Minnesota Femi remains a one-point road favorite, although we're headed towards a pick 'em now, and the total's 43.5.
100%. I do have a bet on the side, but I'll talk about that in the next segment.
Let's try and roll through a couple more games here for week 2.
Boom. Yeah. I think for me, like, just to wrap up Eagles-Chiefs, that conversation, my early look is an under, but, like, let's make sure that Jalen Carter can play in this game. We'll find out whatever the NFL decides to do with him at some point this week. How about Thursday Night Football? Washington at Green Bay. Hell of a game coming up in a couple of days here. Over at BetMGM, the Packers, 3.5-point favorites. That total sitting at 48. What do you like in this one, Nick?
Can I ask you first, what do you like in the game?
I'm going to ride this train, man. I think the Green Bay Packers early on are a team that you're going to want to be on. I like the Packers laying the 3.5. I have not made the bet yet because, like, I'm curious to see, like, if I lay 3.5, it goes to 4. Like, I don't think that's that valuable versus, like, if it goes the other way, I'd much rather lay 3 than 3.5. So I'm going to be patient here. But I think early on, I was not impressed by Washington yesterday. And Green Bay, the more that they're going to start playing, the more you'll see Micah Parsons. I think this offense can be really electric. Felt like they kind of took the foot off the gas, especially in the fourth quarter yesterday's game. I like Green Bay quite a bit against Washington. I think the Packers put it on them.
I want to bet Washington. I think that you may be right, though.
Daniels is always awesome.
I don't like this. Like, I guess my problem with the on-field handicap is I think the Packers are going to be able to score, like, a good amount. Mm-hmm. And then can Washington score to keep up against what looks to be, like, a pretty good Green Bay defense? So I want to bet Washington, Femi. That's my initial inkling. But also, like, I think you may be right on Green Bay. So I'm not ready to give a thought out on this one yet. I'm straddling the fence a little bit here on this game. So you like Green Bay. I don't have a strong thought yet. Want to do another one?
Yeah, let's get into another one. How about the YBYB Bowl? Costos versus Bebefe. NFC East rivalry renewed. Giants at the Cowboys. Dallas, 6-point favorites. Total 44.5. I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the side. I'll probably have a bet on the total. The side, to me, just seems fine. But the total, you know, that might be off a little bit, in my opinion here. I kind of like the over a little. Like, now, let's make sure Andrew Thomas is playing, because if he's not playing and it's Russell Wilson burping the baby behind a bad old line, I don't want any parts of that. But if Thomas plays and maybe Russ gets a little bit of time, I do think that the Cowboys defense, while they showed themselves to be not the worst defense ever on Thursday, maybe they can find some big explosives, even for an offense of the likes of the New York Giants. So to me, it's a lean to the over right now, but let's make sure on the injury report.
I said this, Femi, last week heading into the Commanders game. And look, I was wrong about a bunch. I feel like sometimes I say that when I'm right about stuff. I'm wrong about a lot of stuff also. But look, like, I follow the Giants really closely. It's been their MO for years now. When Andrew Thomas plays, the line is below average. It's sometimes average, usually below average. But when he doesn't play, it's 5 turnstiles. They need him.
Yeah,
it matters a lot if he's out there. I said on Friday after Cowboys-Eagles, like, the look ahead was Cowboys 3.5. Just like, come on, really? Yeah. With the way Dak played on Thursday night? Like, now it's 6. So, not surprising at all. And maybe you jumped on this, you know, early. And if that's the case, like, God bless you. I think you're right that the spread's probably just, like, fine at the moment now. If Andrew Thomas plays, I think it's actually a look at 6. I'll look to the Giants and probably the over as well. But not ready to finalize that yet. I think my team's terrible, and I do think Dallas will win the game. But that's where we're at right now until we find out, Femi, about Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, that's a big one for the New York Giants. As everybody saw yesterday, the Giants' offensive line is not going to be doing anything if he is out. All right, let's get to a couple games where I do have actual bets. Money has been laid down, and we'll see what happens this weekend. We'll start with the early window on Sunday. Seahawks at the Steelers at BetMGM. Steelers, 3-point favorites, total sitting at 40. Nick, I'll give you first crack in the Super Bowl 40 rematch. Who wins? What do you like from a betting standpoint, side total?
I want the officiating from Super Bowl 40 because I like the Steelers, and I need Fast Willie Parker to run for a 70 plus yard touchdown because I like the Steelers.
Antoine Randall is coaching tonight. He's not gonna be able to throw touchdowns anymore.
Yeah, have Hines Ward be the MVP of this game. We'll feel awesome about it. So obviously, like, I love the Steelers this year, and I love Aaron Rodgers, and he's actually like my favorite athlete in pro sports right now. And I'm like my team sucks. The Giants suck. I'm gonna be a Steelers fan this year. I'm going to be rooting for Pittsburgh, both because I want to win my bets. Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
Brunson. We're not in basketball season anymore. It's football season. So I'm going to be rooting for the Steelers. I worry a little bit that Seattle's defense, this is not going to be like... I like Seattle's defense. I thought the Jets' defense was going to be really good, too. Look, how about this? I'm never betting Seattle. It's just, do I want to wait for this to come down to 2.5 and bet Pittsburgh? Because I think the Steelers are awesome. So this is Steelers or nothing for me.
Yeah, this is Steelers for me all the way. And unfortunately, like, I laid a number that's no longer available. There were 2.5s right at open yesterday. I thought that number was just off. I don't think this can ever be under a field goal. So if you're lucky enough to get that, jump on that one. Because I do think Pittsburgh wins this game. The total
could drop down.
Makes it,
the three is juiced towards. We'll the three is juiced to Seattle. Yeah. It could drop down to 2.5. We might exist in the zone all week.
Yeah, maybe there's a little bit of interest coming in on the Seattle Seahawks side, but like I don't see it. And I've also kind of been like very pessimistic about Seattle throughout the course of this offseason. Like the downgrade at quarterback, I've spoken about that quite a bit. Don't need to rehash that here. I just don't think the Seahawks are going to have that kind of a season. In Pittsburgh, they showed signs of having a pretty efficient offense. I think the Steelers do just enough to win it. Maybe it's close, but I think they get it done by at least a field goal. So I laid the 2.5 with Pittsburgh at 3. It's still a lean towards Pittsburgh, especially if you can find 3 even money. At that price, I would bet that as well. But I think it's Steelers 3 or better. I like Pittsburgh all day long with this game. Let's get to Monday Night Football. I mean, for those who have been watching and listening to this show, you probably know where I'm at with this game. It's the late night game, 10 o'clock Eastern. Chargers at the Raiders in Las Vegas. Chargers right now, 3.5 point favorites. Total sitting at 47. Should be no surprise. More than a field goal. I like the Raiders. I bet plus 3.5. I bet a little bit of money line as well at plus 155. This to me feels like a coin flip game. I know the Chargers had one of their great performances Friday night. I'm looking to fade them off of that one. I think this Raiders offense is good enough to keep this game competitive. Pete Carroll, some of that voodoo in primetime. I covered it in Seattle. He's got some way. I think this team believes, especially off of yesterday's performance. I like the Raiders plus the 3.5. I also think that they're live to pull off the upset. Give me the Raiders to win this baby outright.
So I agree with you on the Raiders offense being better than expected. And like Genty didn't even really do anything in the game. He had a rushing touchdown, but not much in terms of yardage. And Bowers looks like he's going
to
be okay.
I was a little concerned about Genty.
Don't do this. Just score touchdowns.
I'm investigating. We're not there yet, but we're investigating, making sure everything is good there.
I think the Raiders defense held down the Patriots yesterday. And like, good job by them. I'm willing to bet that's more about the Patriots than it is about the Raiders defense. I wish the total were lower than 47. Could I interest you in an over in this game? Because I'll tell you, man, if Justin Herbert plays 65% as well as he did on Friday night against the Chiefs, like, they're going to score points on this defense. They are going to.
Yeah. Yeah. There's opportunities, and Drake May had opportunities yesterday, but the Raiders just came up with some plays, and also May, nowhere near the level of experience as a Justin Herbert. I got burned on the over yesterday with the Raiders and the Patriots, and that's a totally different situation. It's not going to be raining. It's indoors at Allegiant Stadium, but the total is also a little bit higher than yesterday's. I'll just say, I wouldn't bet the under. I'll put it that way. I would not bet the under, not in these Raider games. So maybe a bet on the total for me, but I just want to bet the side. I just like this Raiders team quite a bit, and I'm probably going to like them a lot early on the season until the market catches up to where I believe it should be with this squad. The next game. Oh,
go ahead.
You want to say something?
Can I give you a thought on a game?
Please.
What game were you going to do?
I just had the 49ers and Saints game.
Can I hit you with something, and then we'll do more tomorrow?
Please do.
Okay. The Rams right now are minus 5.5 at Tennessee next weekend. Who do you like in that game?
At the number, at 5.5, it would be a slight lean to the Rams, but the Titans' defensive line is actually pretty good. I thought they really gave that Broncos O-line some problems yesterday. I actually think I'd just bet the under, honestly, in the game, even though it's really low at 42.5.
My initial look is Rams. I think one of my opinions that I may take to market is that Brian Callahan's like the worst coach in the league. I think he's
dreadful. You guys might be right. You might be right about that. Yeah.
And now he's got to go head to head with Sean McVay. Like I don't know how well that's going to go.
Probably not well.
And you know, I have a feeling that Broncos Colts in Indianapolis will be a pros versus Joes game. Where I think pro bettors will be on Indianapolis, right? Would you agree with that? Yeah. And Joes will be on the Broncos?
Of course.
You know, I've always said that if my parents didn't name me Nick, I wouldn't mind being called Joe. On the other side, our bets for tonight with the Bears and the Vikings, side total and props, Femi's Island, thy royal prop king, next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.